and we're joined now by U.S. Senator Tim Kaine of the Commonwealth of Virginia. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, guys. Good to be with you. Thanks.
Well, you have your party has a presumptive nominee there, Senator Kaine, and a lot of people, I think it's no surprise and no shock to you that many people are throwing your name out there as a potential vice presidential candidate. If asked, will you serve?
Well, you know, I got vetted in 2008 for the job, and never thought it would be me. It was flattering to be mentioned, and my feeling is just the same now. It's flattering to be mentioned, but my gut tells me that my highest and best use is right here in the Senate, and that's where I can be the most help. So I kind of feel like I'll be standing on the podium as Secretary Clinton takes the oath of office in January, but I'll be standing with the senators, not taking an oath.
Well, let me ask you then, because either way, you're going to be called upon to campaign for her in the Commonwealth. And
yes, very much.
I got to say, I'd be surprised to see you out there wholeheartedly supporting her position on the Second Amendment. When you've run in the Commonwealth, you've been pretty good on gun rights, and you know that that's an important issue to the voters of Virginia. Hillary Clinton is at odds with you on your gun position. How do you reconcile
that? You know, I don't think that's the case. I'm a gun owner and a strong Second Amendment supporter, but I believe the Second Amendment is like the First Amendment. The First Amendment protects freedom of speech, but you can't libel or slander somebody. There's reasonable regulations that are necessary to help us live together.
So do you think
I've supported things like background record checks?
What about gun manufacturers being sued? Do you think gun manufacturers should be able to be sued?
I don't think Congress should have given gun manufacturers a sweetheart deal, excusing them from liability like no other industry in this country. Normally, the ability of somebody to sue a manufacturer is governed by state law. There's a states' rights issue there, and it's usually state tort law. And Congress, in a very unusual way, gave a blanket protection to the gun manufacturing industry that they didn't give to anybody else. And I think state law should govern that question, and there shouldn't be a sweetheart deal for the gun manufacturers. And so that position of Hillary's, I'm in support of.
Yeah, well, coming back to the Second Amendment, though, when Hillary Clinton was asked about the Second Amendment and whether or not there was a constitutional right to bear arms, she wouldn't answer the question directly and said, well, if there is a right, there's a question there in her mind about whether or not there is a right. So where are you? I mean, do you believe is a right?
I do. The argument legally, as you guys know, has kind of been, because the way the amendment is phrased, you know, in order to have well-regulated militias, the right to bear arms shall not be infringed, there had been a longstanding legal question about whether the Second Amendment conferred an individual right or whether it was really more about the well-regulated militias. I strongly believe that there's an individual right. I completely accept the Heller decision that says the right is individual, but the Heller decision also said, like the other amendments, First Amendment, for example, there can be reasonable regulations, not unreasonable regulations, but there can be reasonable regulations. We tolerate those in the First Amendment. We tolerate those in the Fourth Amendment. And so reasonable regulation of Second Amendment rights to protect people's safety is also something that I think is solidly constitutional. But no, I agree with the individual right completely.
All right. Listen, I don't like to circle back on questions, but I do want to come back and ask you again about whether or not you would consider running with Hillary Clinton as a running mate if asked. You said you expect that you'd be on the podium, but I mean, if you get the call, what would be your answer?
You know, the only thing I'm doing for Hillary right now is what you said after I answer the question, which is trying to help her win, and especially in Virginia. And my feeling is very much like it was before. I'm a happy senator. I like my job. I'm not looking for another one. And I just think in my gut that my highest and best use is campaigning in Virginia, because as you guys know, we've worked our way from irrelevance in presidential elections to battleground. And that's really going to be where I think I can be most valuable.
I won't belabor the question. Okay, the Clinton email investigation is lingering. Do you have concerns that this is a problem for the presumptive nominee of your party?
Look, I mean, it's not ideal, but I think she's done a good job of saying, I have a server at my house, just like other secretaries of state have had arrangements so that they can work at home. She says, look, looking back on it, I would do it differently. The IG report suggested that future secretaries of state should, and I believe will, do it differently. So it's a challenge. But look, she's produced 55,000 pages of emails. Compare that with her presumptive opponent this November, who won't even do what all presidential candidates have done and reveal his tax returns. She's, you know, revealed all these emails. She's revealed her tax returns back to 1977. I think if the issue is kind of transparency of doing business, the contrast between her and Donald Trump is going to be a sharp one coming into November.
Well, transparency is sort of an interesting use of a word there, given that a lot of people are very concerned about whether or not she's been transparent in this whole thing and has answered all the questions and is doing everything she can to help the investigation when, in fact, questions have been asked and she's refused to testify, and people around her who were her assistants have refused to testify.
Well, but she actually talked about this for hours and hours and hours before a House panel. Because remember, when they originally called that hearing, it was about Benghazi, but they got heavily into the email issues during that testimony, and she stayed there until they asked their last question. So she has faced the House panel, and in facing them, also faced the American public to talk about this, and she's been candid. Hey, look, and it's been clear other secretaries of state did things similar because, as we all know, a Secretary of State, it's a 24/7 job, and you're going to have to do some work at your house, and she did. And I think Americans understand that.
Okay. I don't want to get into a debate with you on it. Let me ask you this, though, because I wouldn't want to defend the email thing. I don't want to put you in a place where you're continuing to defend the email thing. I'll ask you this question, though. She is facing an FBI investigation still. The practice that she had with the email server is facing an FBI investigation. If she gets indicted, should she continue as the nominee of your party?
I think a lot of people are praying for that, but that's not going to happen. She's not going to get indicted. The investigation is something that, everybody wishes went out there, but I just think that is, again, there are folks hoping for that. It's kind of a Hail Mary effort.
Right.
But it's not going to happen.
Okay. And then what is the appeal to Senator Sanders voters? I was surprised. Donald Trump spent more time on issues last night in his speech appealing to Bernie Sanders voters than Hillary Clinton did. This should have been a moment, I think, to really reach out. What's your message to Bernie Sanders voters on the issues in terms of why they should support Hillary Clinton?
I watched Hillary's speech last night, and I thought she was very full-throated in her congratulations to Senator Sanders for his strong campaign. I mean, it was a moment for Hillary.
She congratulated him, but she didn't say, and by the way, Sanders voters, this is why you should vote for me. She didn't say that.
I think she started that last week. Look, she started it last week when she gave a speech about the differences between her and Donald Trump. And those differences are very, very clear to the Sanders voters. And they're becoming clearer and clearer every day. Look, do you want a guy who's going to use a broad tar brush and paint all Mexican-Americans in a negative way and challenge the integrity of a federal judge who is a prosecutor just because he's of Mexican heritage? I know Bernie Sanders voters. I got one in my three kids, so Bernie Sanders.
Oh, voter. Wow!
And he sees the stark difference between Hillary and Bernie. And I think when Hillary gave the speech last week, she started to show to the entire Democratic family, including the Bernie voters, campaigning against the opponent is a lot easier than campaigning against your friend within the party. And she started to draw those contrasts that I think are going to be very persuasive in getting Bernie Sanders voters on board. And I also predict, now this is a prediction based on intuition, not inside info, that, Bernie talked last night about the challenging math ahead. He's going to assess the situation, and I think he is going to be very, very strongly supportive of Secretary Clinton as we round the corner into fall. And he's also going to return to the Senate with a significantly elevated profile here, which I think will be very, very good for the issues he cares about.
Senator Tim Kaine of Virginia, always good to have you. Look forward to speaking with you more over the course of this campaign.
Thanks to you guys. You guys have a great day and talk to you soon.
You too.
Pleasure, sir.